The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, we've been hearing over the last few months about Irish motorists being hit by road rage, increasing incidences of it all over the country, different more high-powered cars and people just losing it. A new survey from the Aviva has said that road rage is on the rise. But why is it? Why is it happening now? Is it a post-COVID thing or something else? I'm now joined to discuss it by Geraldine Herbert, who is, of course, motoring editor and columnist with the Sunday Independent, and also Peter Devers, who's a psychotherapist at Knock Counselling Centre. And crucially for our discussion, he's the director of the Irish Anger Management Association. You're both very welcome.
Hello.
Geraldine, how are you?
Good evening.
Good evening to you.
I think anger management is probably what
you
sounded... I'm over me.
You're angry before we even start the item. I mean, steady.
That's it. Just thinking about them.
Listen, we have this new data. It's very hard to get... This is a problem that's always discussed, but it's very hard to get data on it, how widespread it is and who's doing it and what kind of incidents sparked the whole thing. But I've seen it, you've seen it. Why is it happening, in your opinion? And is it getting worse as somebody who watches our roads and those who drive the cars?
Yeah, well, just a quick thought on the data. I wonder about the data as well as to what we define as road rage. I thought it was interesting, according to this Aviva survey, 55% of people witness it monthly, 12% daily and 21% weekly. So those figures would suggest that people do feel that we're more aggressive on the road. But again, like, I would wonder, like, for some person, tailgating might be aggressive. You know, for somebody else, it might be, I don't know, lane changing, aggressive overtaking or whatever. So I think there is definitely an increase on bad behaviour on the road. I think we would all agree. Whether it's an increase in road rage and whether, I mean, to me, I would define road rage as aggression sort of directed towards me personally. Whereas I think there's a lot of kind of collective anger on the road. Whether it's directed at other motorists, personally, I'm not sure. So I think it might be more bad behaviour than road rage. I'm willing to give the motorists the benefit
Can I throw a few theories at you before we go over to Peter? One is that we're absolutely clogged with traffic, certainly in Dublin and in Galway, with a very famous spot there as well. That has to be part of this. People are just fed up, stuck in traffic in the hot, boiling temperatures we have at the moment. Of course, it's going to result in bad behaviour and anger. Do you buy into that at all?
Yeah, I would totally. And I think there's an illusion of anonymity in our car. It's like this private space, but obviously it's a very public space and all our actions that we take within the car have an impact on everybody else on the road. But definitely if you throw in the stress that people are under, then any sort of a time delay, you know, whether it's just roadworks, congestion, whatever, all of these things. And then, you know, if you think about it, after a day's work or whatever, you're getting into the car, you just want to go home. The tiniest delay is probably going to, you know, send your blood pressure rising. So I think all of these things are definitely contributing to that anger we definitely and the bad behaviour we see on the roads.
I know we won't be able to get this, but I'd love to see a piece of data that says are Tesla drivers particularly subject to these outbreaks. But is it also, jokes aside, part of it is the cars we're in as well. They're more high powered, they're more automated, the car is doing a lot for us. So it gives us a lot of times to shout out the window and do all the rest, whereas years ago we would be more occupied, we'd had less automatics on the road and so on. So the cars themselves may even play a part in this, in my view.
Yeah, I think it probably does make a difference, because the more insulated we are from what's happening outside on the road, the more, I suppose, we think about our actions and we think about other people on that road. And also, as you say, more and more stuff is being automated. So therefore, you know, we have more time to think. Maybe then we're getting into the car more distracted than we normally are. We're going through, we're playing out the day that we had, you know, instead of concentrating on the road. If we're driving and we're concentrating on the road, we shouldn't really have the time to drift off and get annoyed or whatever. So I think, yeah, there's a combination of a number of things. But, you know, it's basic stuff like congestion and bringing stress that you've had during the day behind the wheel, when really you should be leaving all that behind and just thinking, do you know what, I'll just focus on getting home and getting home safely.
I've got to tiptoe into a slightly more sensitive area, which is the gender breakdown of this survey. 41% more men claimed they had rarely witnessed or experienced the road rage. So the men were sort of saying, oh, I haven't seen a whole lot of that, whereas women were saying, well, I've seen a fair bit of that. So what do we read into that? And I know that's an awkward question to throw at you.
That's an interesting one. Again, there's two sides to that. Is it that women have a different definition of road rage, that they take it more personally, actions on the road? Or is it that women are targeted? Now, from my point of view, I drive a different car every week just purely because I review cars. And sometimes twice a week I'm in a different car. And I definitely notice that people make judgments about you based on the car you drive. So definitely there is a case to be said that people have made, have decided, have a certain expectation of the driver. So whether that feeds into a gender divide as well, they see a woman and think, oh, she's going to delay me. Or they see a big car and think, right, I'll leave them alone. They see a small car and they think, I'm going to bully you. But I do think even subconsciously we do make judgments about drivers. So we probably do based on gender as well.
Yeah, and I've already got texts coming in. Some people are blaming drivers who are too slow. Some texters are blaming drivers who are too fast. Some blaming drivers who are too old. Some are blaming some that are too young, etc., etc. On it goes. One particular texter saying it's older people driving too slow, which is probably because they're actually adhering to the speed limit. But I want to bring it into our second guest and get him to maybe broaden it out a bit. Peter Deavers, welcome to you. Another theory I'd like to throw out there, which is since COVID-19, the temper, the mood, the sentiment towards your fellow person has all sort of slightly deteriorated. Now, maybe it was going on before COVID, but it got amplified then. Do you put any store in that? Is there something changing in just our public spaces? Or where would you go with that idea?
Yeah, well, firstly, I'm in the grounds of Knox Rhine just now. There's not one cloud in the sky.
No anger there, right?
Exactly. There's 100 acres of cultivated grounds and it's peaceful and quiet. And when I drive home to Westport this evening, there'll be very little traffic in the road, the occasional tractor that'll be out doing the silage.
So you're really painting a picture here for us.
Come down to Knox Rhine, but you've made a good point there, the both of you, around your ecosystem will be different to mine. So I would be really interested in the research. Does it look at different regions? What kind of results are coming up? But to answer your question about the society, like what we're living in just now, there's loads of keyboard warriors. It's a lot easier to be angry. As with the Irish Association for Anger Management, people don't generally express their anger face to face. So a lot of it would be texts or telephone calls, keyboard warriors. So there's certainly been an increase in that. But for people who lose their temper in cars, there's usually two ways that people express their anger. They bottle it up. Imploders, they'll hold on to their anger and eventually they're ticking time bombs, they'll explode. But it's usually people who are quite mercurial, people that will go from incident to rage really quickly. They're more susceptible to saying or doing something that's going to let them or other people down in situations. So the more kind of impulsive, explosive person would be more vulnerable to that behaviour in the car. And I use the word vulnerable because there's usually a cost.
Now, what would
anger.
You do if I said, and I went back to a very old-fashioned idea of bad manners and rudeness? Does that idea that register with you as ideas, or is that sort of almost quaint?
Yes, I would agree, but I find a lot of the anger would now be online and people, keyboard warriors. I did get into a car 2 weeks ago in Phoenix, Arizona. I got into a taxi.
Your life sounds intriguing between Knock and Phoenix, Arizona.
There you are, yep. So I pulled up and I went into the car and there was no driver. As soon as I clicked in the seatbelt, off it went, and it was probably one of the most relaxing rides I've had.
So driverless cars might be the answer.
Driverless cars don't get angry.
No, but they kill people occasionally, but yeah, okay, I take your point.
Yeah, well, yeah, the research says that there's much less airbag accidents with a driverless car.
Okay, Geraldine, the future is driverless cars, and we can get rid of road rage entirely because the chatbots won't be getting angry. What do you say to that?
I think it may well be, but I think it's a good bit away, so I wouldn't be holding my breath waiting for it anytime soon.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is the different types of things that people get angry about. You're cut off, someone doesn't move when the lights go green and they almost get to the red. Some people, it's down to this slow thing in particular and traffic build-up. I have a lot of texters saying a six-hour working day would help road rage. If people had more time for their lives, then traffic delays wouldn't be a problem. And then I have one, here's one for you, Geraldine. The standard of driving in this country in the last 3 years is beyond words. It's the worst in Europe. Brutal. Now, that's something people throw out, but it's hard to test. Are we worse than Italians or French or Americans? I mean, can I ask you, is an open-ended question like that? Is our standard of driving bad?
I'd say two things. First of all, what I think is interesting from all the texts is all the other ages on the road. People never take responsibility for someone I get angry behind the wheel. Yeah, it's always the other people on the road. In terms of driving, our driving standards aren't great in comparison to the rest of Europe. Tailgating is a big thing. You don't really see that as much in Europe, particularly in roads like Germany, you know, and driving in places like Germany or the Scandinavian countries. Mm-hmm. I'd say that's the biggest problem. Erratic lane changing is a real Irish one as well. So, you know, there are things like that. But then if you look at the likes of Italy, where they turn, you know, honking their horn into an art form, they do it constantly. Like, you wouldn't want to be taking offence in Italy about being blown out of it. So, I mean, I think there's different cultural standards as well. But generally, I think that the kind of rule of thumb for most people is, look, I can't control what other people are doing on the road, but I can control my own reaction. And I personally just don't take what other people do on the road personally. And I think that's the key to success. Let them at it. If they want to overtake you, if they want to be
aggressive,
just let
them off. You sound zen, Geraldine. You sound zen, you know.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's not worth it, you know. It really isn't. And as I said, I get loads of different reactions because sometimes I'm watching people moving out of the way for me and I'm thinking, oh, yeah, I'm in the
But is it also a function of is it a function of a lot of our towns and cities are medieval in terms of the date? I don't mean the conditions, I mean the history of them. Like, Dublin is very narrow roads, even near our studio. Yes, so when you get cars bunched in together in there, something has to give. There isn't enough space. And I'm not pro car, but what I'm saying is we operate on very tight, congested roads. What do you think, Peter?
Yeah, it's certainly an anger trigger for people when you're stuck in traffic and small roads. It's not, we don't have autobahns. But your caller made a good point there, just around having more time. Because what we find when we're working with people with angry drivers, if they give themselves time, they're more likely to get to the destination. So if something does happen, if there's roadworks that trigger their anger, that really makes a difference. So how do you do that? Do you know, if you're blessed with a partner, you can maybe say, look, you drop the kids off to school because I'm always late getting into work. So if you have somebody on board that can help you with that, do you know, somebody that's going to, a support network, who's going to help you? You know, and also, Geraldine made the point about not taking things personally. When we get angry, we don't get taught this stuff at school, but there's usually a physiological sign in our body that we're getting angry. So if I'm sitting in the car and I'm stuck behind three tractors, I'll probably be grabbing the steering wheel a bit tighter than usual.
Yeah, and I love when people say
pounding.
Yeah.
So the physical signs, the body will tell us something's not quite right. Unfortunately, some people don't listen to that and then it ends up in a...
Yeah, and then people say, it's not personal. Well, it is actually personal because you're roaring red-faced into my face. That feels kind of personal. Geraldine, one for you. Tailgating is the one that's coming up a lot. That is a major problem. And then somebody says, slow driving is a real issue here in Sligo. Are people very slow drivers in Sligo specifically? I don't know. But what about the tailgating point?
Yeah, tailgating is a real Irish one, and you do notice that when you drive abroad, they don't do it. We do it here. And, you know, and even if when you try to maintain a really decent gap between you and the car in front of you, like on a motorway, somebody will cut in front and go, oh, that gap's too big, I'll just fix that problem, you know, and I'll slot in. So, yeah, I think that is something. And I don't know, I mean, it's taught in the driving test, obviously, it's taught in driving lessons, but it's something that seems to go out the window when we get on the road. So that, I think, a lot of people find very irritating on the road, just people driving up way too close to them.
Okay, I have a texter saying it's not older drivers, not younger drivers, our male, our female, it's everyone else. They're all idiots, says one texter. I don't know. That sounds like a friend of mine, but anyway, sounds like somebody I know. Listen, we're going to leave it there. Thank you very much, Geraldine Herbert, who is motoring editor, columnist with the Sunday Independent, Peter Devers, who is very interestingly director of the Irish Anger Management Association, and out there in Knock in a nice, peaceful, tranquil setting. Thanks to both of you for joining us today.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.